obviously the most important participant in the Brit Me Last ceremony is the baby, and without a baby you can't have much of a Brit. And one would have thought that the next most important participant is the mile, and in a practical sense that's obviously true. If the mile doesn't show up, you've got problems. But the Rama in Simon Reish Samaches Ifyud Aleph cites the Maharil to the effect that in a certain sense the Sandake is more important than the mile. And thus, if the Brit takes place on a laning day, when only one or other of them can be given an Aliyah La Torah, then the Sandake takes precedence. So why is that? It's because the knees of the Sandake are compared to the Mizbeach on which the Ketoret, on which the incense in the Beit HaMikdash was offered. And reflecting this, the Rama in the previous Siman, Reish Samach Daled Se'if Aleph, he says that one should try to choose the most righteous and good person as possible to act as the Sandake. But why does this association with the Ketoret make the Sandake more important than the Moel? So Rav Moshe Sternbach explains in several tshuvot, in the name of the Chatam Sofer, that the Sandake is actually achieving two mitzvot here. Number one, he's acting as the Mizbeach. And number two, he's assisting the Moel in the actual Mila, because it's necessary to have somebody else holding the baby down so that it doesn't wriggle around and so that the legs don't get in the way. And citing Rabbeinu Peretz, and the same idea appears in the Tzavah of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, the Rama also writes that the minhag is that a father doesn't honour the same person twice with the mitzvah of being Sandake. Why not? Again, because of the comparison with the Ketoret. The Gemara in Masechet Yoma tells us that the Ketoret brought wealth and riches to the Kohen who offered it up. And so in order to share the wealth around, there was a rule of Chadashim Liktoret that no Kohen ever offered the Ketoret more than once in their lifetime. So likewise, the mitzvah of Sandake is supposed to bring wealth to a person, and therefore a person shouldn't be Sandake more than once. But of course, there are a number of questions that can be asked on this ruling. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that there was no actual Isser of a Kohen offering the Ketoret more than once. It just wasn't done in order to share the wealth around. So if a father wants to give the privilege to the same person more than once, then there's no reason why he shouldn't be allowed to do it. Secondly, in some communities it's a well-established minhag that the Rav always acts as the Sandake. Though the Chatam Sofer answers this question by suggesting that actually the Rav might have the status or the din of the Kohen Gadol, who's allowed to offer up Ketoret as often as he wishes. Thirdly, the Vilna Gaon points out that he's never actually noticed that anybody has become wealthy as a result of being the Sandake. And fourthly, the whole comparison with the Ketoret is not entirely clear, because it seems more appropriate to compare Brit Milah with a regular Korban, in that both of them involve spilling blood. So as a result, the Nodab Yehuda maintained that this isn't what he called a minhag kavua, and it shouldn't be regarded as overly binding, certainly in those communities where they're not strict about it. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that the reason for this rule is al pi hasod, it's for Kabbalistic and mystical reasons, and that the comparison with the Ketoret is really only a smokescreen, and that minhag should be upheld. A question discussed by some of the Achronim is whether or not the father is allowed to take the mitzvah of Sankaot for himself. And while some poskim do actually recommend that, others suggest that because the bracha of Lahaknisor Bivrito Shel Avraham Avinu, which is recited by the father, should ideally be recited while standing, so it's not appropriate that the father should appoint himself as Sandake and he should give the honour to somebody else. The Rama also rules that unless nobody else is available, it's not proper for a woman to act as the Sandake, though I guess this can happen from time to time, such as if the baby's mother's married out and there are no other Jews present for the Brit besides her and the Moel. As noted, the Vilna Gaon pointed out that he's never seen anybody become rich as a result of being Sandake, and the Askaronim discuss why that might be. So some suggest that it only applies if the Sandake holds the baby for the naming also, and has in mind that the mitzvah brings wealth. Others suggest that it might not be referring to financial wealth at all, but to other sorts of wealth, such as happiness, success, good health, etc. It's reported in the name of the Stipler that he was extremely poor, but he said the reason why his safarim was so successful was because he was Sandake at so many Britot. and others suggest that the promise of wealth is dependent on the sandake not only holding the baby, but also footing the bill for the suda that follows. Adkan.